Books on Tape presents Ghost at Work by Carolyn Hart. Read by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. Incandescent dashes of pink and gold spangled the fluffy white clouds that arched over the entrance to the Department of Good Intentions. The opening was wide and welcoming. Heaven doesn't run to doors. No one is shut in or shut out. If I entered, I was committing myself to an unknown adventure. Possibly, or possibly not. Perhaps I wouldn't be considered a worthy candidate. My natural effervescence immediately bubbled, banishing that negative thought. Of course I was a worthy candidate. I loved to go and do and hold out a helping hand. I was a superb candidate. I hurried forward, even though I didn't know what to expect. Unctuous solemnity, goody-two-shoes stuffiness, earnest exhortations. That hadn't been my experience of heaven. Surely the Department of Good Intentions was filled with kindred spirits, eager to offer a boost up to those in need. A wash of golden light spilled out, beckoning, encouraging, welcoming. I was drawn by the warmth, yet wary of the unknown. I had felt the same conflict of anticipation and reluctance when I was a kid at the swimming hole, a few miles outside of Adelaide. I remembered the dammed-up pool with shivery delight, the water deep and cold, shaded by majestic oaks. We clambered up the rope ladder to the top of a huge red rock, teetered on the sloping surface.